A reading from the Gospel of Mark. One of the scribes came near, and heard them disputing with one another. And seeing that Jesus answered them well, he asked him, "Which commandment is the first of all?" Jesus answered, "The first is, 'Hear, O Israel, the Lord our God, the Lord is one. You shall love the Lord your God with all your heart, and with all your soul, and with all your mind, and with all your strength. The second is this, you shall love your neighbor as yourself. There is no other commandment greater than these.' Then the scribe said to him, 'You are right, teacher, you have truly said that he is one, and besides him there is no other, and to love him with all your heart and with all the understanding and with all the strength, and to love one's neighbor as oneself, this is much more important than all the whole burnt offerings and sacrifices.' When Jesus saw that he answered wisely, he said to him, 'You are not far from the kingdom of God.' After that, no one dared to ask him any question." The Gospel of the Lord. I just recently resaw the movie Moulin Rouge. Wonderful movie about love. It opens with the line, "The greatest thing you'll ever learn is just to love and be loved in return." It's true, but it's truer even than Moulin Rouge knows. In the movie, it's the first step of love, to learn to love one other. And of course, since this is about love, it ends tragically. It begins knowing that his true love has died, and he is now alone in the depths of despair. But at least he learned to love. But that's just the first step to love. You see, what Jesus said is not to love your lover, nor to love your mother, nor to love your child or any other, but to love God and your neighbor. This is the greatest thing. And there's a reason why this kind of love is so transformative. When you learn to love someone, you begin to see the world as they see it. And so to love God is to learn to love like God, to see the world like God. And when you do, then you will see how much God loves your neighbor, not just the people you've chosen to be in your life, but the person who just happens to be next to you, who just happens to be near you. No relation at all, just there. And when you can love them as much as you love yourself, then your heart is open. I have no doubt that to fall in love is completely transformative. But it is the beginning. The transformation is complete when we love our neighbor as ourself. Today, then, why don't we try and do that? Our Christian experiment for the day, living the gospel today. Try and be loving to people who just happen to be in your way, rather than your mother or your lover or your child. We will learn something essential about life.